Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, Angela, we love to start out our conversations talking scripture, and you chose 1 Corinthians 15, verses 12 through 14. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there's no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. Talk about that passage, Angela, and why you chose it.
Well, to me, that is the essence of the book and the film Risen. And I love the way the screenwriters approached it from the eyes of an agnostic. Actually, he was a pagan because Clavius, the protagonist, worshipped the gods of Rome. And so he's an unbeliever when he comes face-to-face and head-to-head with the issue of, did Yeshua rise from the dead or not? And when he realizes the truth, when he looks at Yeshua, who's kind of grinning at him like, ha-ha, you know, didn't expect to find me here like this, did you? And he is absolutely floored, and it's the most powerful moment in the movie, and I think probably in the book as well. It's just that when you come face-to-face with that truth, it must change your life, either that or you deny it. And so that is the essence of it. And without that hope, without that conviction and that faith, none of us would have any reason to believe that life goes on after we die here. It's a very powerful story, and I was thrilled by the opportunity to work on it. It sort of presents, it's the resurrection story, which we've all heard a million times, but they took a very different slant by choosing the eyes of this Roman tribune to tell the story through. But it has a modern twist because it's almost like The Robe meets CSI in that this tribune, once the body of Yeshua goes missing, he has to go to the scene of the crime, examine the evidence, interview suspects, visit other locations. He kind of retraces Jesus' steps through his final hours, and it's fascinating. It quickly evolves into like a detective drama and then a police procedural, and it sort of has elements of all of that in it, and it's just a very different and fresh way to tell the story that we have all loved for so many years.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.